Welcome, everybody. Share number 1604. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe, Doiv Ben Rabbarin Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Mas Rab Moshe, Lurafu Shalema, Yaakov Ben Sarah, Shabrafu Shalema, Pesach Shechol Yisrael. Okay. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachos of muksa, muksa, machmas, chasar, and kids. So, interesting question. What about a menorah, Hanukkah menorah? I'm not talking about the leichta right now. We'll get to that. A person has a regular Hanukkah menorah. So you have two different things. You have the Hanukkah menorah that's in the in the break front. But let's say somebody comes to the house. You have I know by us we have a beautiful Hanukkah menorah. Everybody has a beautiful Hanukkah menorah, but interesting with dreidels on it, whatever. But so sometimes you want to take it out, show somebody. Oh, look how interesting it turns. This, that, whatever. So what about the Hanukkah menorah? What status does that have? And then what about on Hanukkah itself? Let's say the menorah is lit, right? The Hanukkah menorah is lit. What status would that have? So obviously we all know we're not moving around the Hanukkah menorah, especially when it's lit. But so the Maisi brings down, it's pretty, clear cut, which we can understand that this would be a muksa machmas chasar in case in general, person's standard Hanukkah menorah. We're not talking about the children's, throwaway thing, but the regular standard, I shouldn't say the word throwaway, however we look at it, but a regular Hanukkah menorah that a person has many times is silver and whatever the case is. So that would definitely fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar in case. And because of the fact that it's obviously a very precious thing, and a person, first of all, they don't want it being used for something else, right? Obviously, usually the Hanukkah menorah usually has a place that's set aside, usually in the break front or whatever the case might be, but it definitely has a place set aside. The Hanukkah menorah is not something where somebody just, I happen to have it thrown over here. You have a place. And then obviously the balabas is mocked, but it shouldn't be used for something else, right? It's usually a very expensive thing. So obviously a regular Hanukkah menorah during the year would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar in kis. So therefore somebody comes over, you want to show them, oh, look at my new Hanukkah menorah, this and that. You could show them, but not to start taking it out and moving it because it will be also to move altz muksa machmas chasar in kis. So he brings it down, does a safer klolim, on page Samach Gimel, that regular Hanukkah menorah would taka be aser alts muksa machmas chasar and kis, and he brings from Rav Eliashiv Lemaisa. That's how he brings it down. Now he says another interesting thing that when it's lit, if it's taka lit, so then muksa machmas gufa, then it would fall under the category muksa machmas gufa mishum shenasa bosa. So iser, he brings this down in ice number 113 on page samach gimel ice number 113, because of the fact that muksa machmas gufa kol beneshmash is migidus katzoy beneshmash is katzoy lekuliyam. Fine, we understand that. So in other words, when it's still the concept is, we'll be saying this constantly throughout all of hilchas muksa. We have to always keep in mind the general rule and general concept is that something that is muksa, ben ishmash stays muksa the entire Shabbos, and that's the general concept of it. Okay, so the message is getting back to the regular Hanukkah menorah that's lit. He says if it's lit like on Hanukkah, so that will go fall on the muksa machmas gufa, which in general. Sort of like the same guidelines. It's different, obviously. They're both different than klisha malachta la'isa, which you can move certain instances if you need the place or so on. You need the place, you need the thing itself, whatever. But muksa machmas kufa, muksa machmas chasar. Okay, so that's basically falls under the same guidelines. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind in reference to a regular Hanukkah menorah. Now, he says one other interesting thing. If somebody has, let's say, a Hanukkah menorah, but let's say not an expensive one, it wouldn't be muksa machmas chasar in kis. So it's not lit, right? But and it's not chasar in kis. It's like a backup. It's not such an expensive thing. It was a cheaper thing, but I just needed a backup, something along those lines. But now, let's say, so it wouldn't be, let's say, muksa machmas chasar in kis, like the regular standard one. Right, like he brings down also the Taltal Kedim Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis Menorah Shal Chanukah Afilu Elusha Lika Behem Shabbos Zu also, whatever the case is, Sheini Mishtam Shimam Kanai Bais. Okay, well, I'm not going to get into that right now, but let's say a regular menorah that's not so expensive, but and it wasn't used yet. So how do I look at that? Nobody ever used it. I just bought it, but I never used it. So where do we classify that? And it's not Chasar and Kis because in fact it's not an expensive one. It's the cheaper one that I'll use sometimes as a backup if something happens to it, Okay, whatever. It's not a major issue. But so he brings down, the Maaseh brings down, on page Samach Gimel, he brings from the Prima Gadim, Eshel Avram, others that he brings down, yet that, Chadasha, that it was not used yet, that it would also be a klisha malachta le'isr, it would have guidelines of a klisha malachta le'isr, afal pisha has manulav milsi. In other words, it was never really used. Mishum shakli nikr sha'oimid le'isr. It's nikr. The point is over here, interesting point, which I want to talk about in a second. It's nikr. It's nikr sha'oimid le'isr, right? So when you have something that's nikr, that's recognizable, that it's Isser, that it's going to be used for Isser, have a Kli Shemalachta le'Isser, would fall under the guidelines of Kli Shemalachta le'Isser, Afkehu Chodesh, even though it's brand new, it was never used yet. You'll say, well, it's never used, so I could still, you know, move it or whatever. No, if Adayim Loi Hishtamish Boy, it would still be Kli Shemalachta le'Isser, but obviously, as we know, right now, Kli Shemalachta le'Isser is a little bit easier for Gufa Mekoyme, it could be moved. But again, if it's in, you know, one that's more expensive, set aside this type of stuff, then you fall talking about Muxamachmas Chasar and Kis. So it depends on the level, but just to, you know, even though the point I want to just make, even though it's a brand new one and it was never used, the person will say, well, maybe it's, since it was never used, I could still move it. No, it's Klisha Melachtai Le'Isr. And if it's fancy and more expensive and set aside these type of things, then obviously it would fall under Chasar and Kis. And if it's lit, like we said, it would be Muxamachmas Gufay. Roughly. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.